This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from panic at an Indonesian soccer match has climbed to at least 174, most of whom trampled to death after police fired tear gas to dispel riots on Saturday, making one of the deadliest sports events in the world. Riots broke out after the game ended Saturday evening with the host, Arema FC of East Havas Malang City, losing to Persebaya of Surabaya. Disappointed after their team's loss, thousands of supporters of Arema, known as Aremania, reacted to by throwing bottles and other objects at players and soccer officials. Fans flooded the stadium pitch in protest and demanded that Arema management explain why. After 23 years of undefeated home games, this match ended in a loss, according to witnesses. The rioting spread outside the stadium, where at least five police vehicles were toppled and set ablaze amid the chaos. Riot police responded by firing tear gas, including toward the stadium stands, causing panic among the crowd. Tear gas is banned at soccer stadiums by FIFA. After being encircled by Ukrainian forces, Russia has now pulled troops out from an eastern Ukrainian city that is had been using as a frontline hub. It was the latest victory for the Ukrainian counteroffensive that has humiliated and angered the Kremlin. The city of Lyman was a key transportation hub for the Russian front line. A day earlier, Moscow had annexed as part of Russia. Kyiv has retaken vast swaths of territory beginning in September, but Lyman reported captured. This is VOA News. Ukraine's nuclear power provider says Russian forces blindfolded and detained the head of Europe's largest nuclear power plant hours after Moscow illegally annexed a swath of Ukrainian territory. In a possible attempt to secure Moscow's hold in the newly annexed territory, Russian forces seized the director general of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Ihor Morozov, around 4 p.m. Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday signed treaties to absorb Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine, including the area around the nuclear plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Saturday that Russia told it the director general of the nuclear power plant was temporarily detained to answer questions. Dozens of Florida residents have left their flooded and splintered homes by boat and by air. Rescuers continue to search for survivors in the wake of Hurricane Ian. In the state of South Carolina and North Carolina, authorities were surveying the damage on Saturday from Ian's blow. The death toll from the storm grew to nearly three dozen, with deaths reported in Cuba, Florida, and North Carolina. The storm has since weakened as it rolled in into the mid-Atlantic, but not before it washed out bridges and piers. It also hurtled massive boats into buildings on shore and sheared off rooftops of the homes, leaving hundreds of thousands without power. Venezuela's government has freed seven Americans imprisoned in the South American country in exchange for the release of two nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who has been jailed for years by the United States on drug smuggling convictions. The swap of the Americans, including five oil executives imprisoned for nearly 5 years, is the largest trade of detained citizens that the Biden administration has ever carried out. It amounts to an unusual gesture of goodwill by Maduro as he looks to rebuild relations with the U.S. after vanquishing most of his opponents, and follows months of secretive talks, including repeated visits to Venezuela over the last year by Washington's top hostage negotiator. September has come and gone, marking another painful milestone for the world's largest rainforest. It is the worst month in a decade for fire in the Brazil's Amazon region. Satellites detected over 42,000 fires in September. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has given free rein to deforesters, and with the president's elections beginning Sunday, some speculate that they are working overtime to cut and burn the forest before the party's over. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.